Time now for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River. Seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, one of Fairview's hockey players is back playing college hockey this season. Tyson Helgeson is in his fourth year at Mount Royal University in Calgary. We got to ask him recently about how his season has gone.
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad. I started at the start of the year from 28 to 20 games, but we've been able to play every game so far. Had like the first weekend back after the year. Those games kind of got postponed because COVID or whatever, but ever since then, I've been playing every game, and the guys are doing pretty good right now. We've been on a six-game win streak, I guess, so it's kind of bumped us into second place, so doing good right now.
Now, you've been at Mount Royal for the, I believe this is your, about your third or fourth year there now. When it comes to, of course, when it comes to going to athletes at university, trying to balance sort of their athletic pursuits with their schoolwork, how do you make that sort of school and hockey balance work for you there?
I think you just got to have good time management skills. I think my first year, I had took a little bit of a lighter course load, just trying to get accustomed back to school and balancing out practice and hockey and everything. But I think once you get kind of into a routine, it becomes much more normal. And, you know, I definitely, having been in my fourth year, definitely can manage it a lot better than I did my first 2 years.
Well, I understand here that you're going for a business major there at Mount Royal. What made you decide to kind of go down that road, and how's that been working for you?
Yeah, I think for hockey guys, I think probably 80 to 90% of our team's all in business, so it's a pretty easy avenue to get into off the hop, and then just kind of narrowed down my major with finance once I started taking a bunch of business courses and stuff, and kind of found out what I liked more than others. So, yeah, just applying for like my finance major or whatever.
Well, before you went to university and your junior hockey career, you spent a few years playing with the Spokane Chiefs of the Western Hockey League. I think you're also the captain of the team your last year or two there. What was that kind of sort of experience like for you playing with Spokane?
Yeah, it was awesome. I really had a good time from when I was played there for 4 years, and had really good lots of good experiences. Played with quite a few good players, and had an awesome build of family down there. So moving away from home at a young age kind of. That definitely makes a huge difference, living with a good Bills family and a great organization, and really enjoyed my time there.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, you are originally from the Fairview area. I guess when you were growing up in the community, what were kind of some of your big sort of hockey influences there?
Honestly, like growing up when I was a really little kid, they used to have that senior team, the Fairview Kings. So I'd always like go there to those games growing up and whatnot, and then obviously my older brothers played hockey, my sister, so always kind of them to look up to, and we always kind of battle against each other and stuff on the outdoor rings. But I think kind of once I got a little bit older, just seeing my brother Kent and the kind of like success that he's had and stuff. So just looking up to him, and I think he's had quite a bit of influence on my career so far.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard a lot of stories from players around the region about watching the North Peace Hockey League over the years. Now, when it comes to, I guess, your career nowadays, we know sometimes hockey players can be little creatures of habit, you know, especially when getting ready for a game. Like, those are the particular order they need to get their, you know, pieces of equipment on or whatever. Now, when it comes to you, is there a particular routine you find yourself going through to get ready for every game?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I just think from just almost the start of a game day and then all the way up until you get time to get to the rink and the time you're taking your sticks and or we're going to go play a Super Bowl or soccer or whatever before the game. Just get into a routine and just kind of becomes honestly more of a habit. And I'm not sure if it's more superstition or just like being kind of in a routine. And I think, just like I said, it just becomes a habit after a while.
Well, playoff hockey is now underway in the NWJHL. The North Peace Navigators had a rough start to their series with the Grand Prairie Kings, losing 8-0 in Game 1 on Monday night. Game 2 will be at the Baytex Energy Center at 8 o'clock tonight. Game 3 will be back in Grand Prairie on Friday. If necessary, Game 4 will be in Peace River on Saturday. And Game 5 next Monday, the Family Day holiday in Grand Prairie. Now the first round matchup is the Fairview Flyers against the Dawson Creek Kodiaks. Game 1 took place in Dawson Creek last night, with Game 2 coming up tonight in Fairview. There'll be an 8 o'clock start for that one at the Fairplex. Rest of the series will see Game 3 in Dawson Creek on Friday, Game 4 in Fairview on Saturday, if necessary, and Game 5 next Tuesday in Dawson Creek, again, if necessary. Speaking of playoffs, the Grand Prairie Storm are continuing their push for a postseason spot in the AJHL. They faced the Fort McMurray Oil Barons last night. We'll go on the road this week for two games in Lloydminster against the Bobcats. Next home game at the Bonnets Energy Center will be on February 22nd against Whitecourt. In the Northern Alberta Hockey League, the Peace River teams will each have two games this week. U18 Royals will have home games on Friday against Grand Prairie and on Sunday against Fort McMurray. U13 Colts will visit Fort St. John on Saturday before playing in Nampa on Sunday against Whitecourt. U15 Sabres will be on the road for games in St. Albert on Saturday and Morinville on Sunday. GMHL's High Prairie Red Wings will look to continue their winning ways with two games this week. They'll be in Enoch on Friday night, or have a home game on Sunday against Fox Creek. It's River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with the new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.